Thank you for joining us again for Weird Appalachia, the podcast where three Kentucky chicks talk about art and oddities. I'm Erin.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Brooke.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Such is the case of lowbrow art. Initially shunned by the bigwigs of the art world, lowbrow is the crass uncle that no one invited to the family reunion. If traditional highbrow gallery art is modern family, lowbrow is most definitely married with children.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
Yeah. Al Bundy with his hands in his pants.
But before we get into it, I have some very, very special, important news. We have our official invitation to join the Illuminati via Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. We have made it.
We've made it. We've come.
So we got a private message from Join the Illuminati 666.
Gion.
Yes, spelled incorrectly. So that we could start receiving $2 billion, which is actually short, 10, but has the comma space.
They got some smartens there in that Illuminati.
So we'll take a screenshot of this and post it on the Weird Appalachia social media so you guys can check it out. It's actually pretty funny. But the thing that makes me laugh the most about it is there's a WhatsApp number at the bottom.
Yeah.
So if you want to join the Illuminati, you have to have WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WhatsApp.
So it's time to get weird, girls. Let's talk about some lowbrow art.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Well, first off, let's just talk about what it is.
Okay.
It's weird. It's hard to define.
It is.
It started with, let's say in the 70s, like the underground comics, the hot rod culture, stuff like that. The visuals and graphics that went along with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Artists. The person that you were going to talk about, Robert Williams.
Yes.
He actually did Zap Comics.
Yes.
So.
I love Robert Williams. His stuff is really, really out there, too. There's paintings of him that he's done of like the planet. Is a cow that's being skinned alive.
Yeah,
it's awesome. crazy stuff. And I like to say he's like the granddaddy of lowbrow art mm-hmm. because it's wild and it's crazy. And everyone knows and loves him. He actually did the inside cover art of the old Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Awesome. Yeah, I did not know that. I love that one. He's really like, when I was looking through some of his stuff, it really embodies like, you know, the old car.
Oh yeah, the hot rod culture.
Yeah, the
sure.
hot rod mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, he's really, but you know, one interesting thing that I did find on him is that he first started in watercolor.
Really?
Yes, that's crazy.
And watercolor, you wouldn't think, I mean, you look at the lowbrow stuff, it's like vibrant, crazy in your face
but
colors.
The neat thing about the lowbrow art is that it can encompass like any kind of medium.
Yeah.
It really cool. can, yeah. It's
I
more
mean,
about
just
the subject
like matter. What's his name?
Mark Ryden.
Yes.
Yeah.
He uses a lot of oil.
I think it's oil, yeah.
I mean, because his stuff's real detailed and just,
yeah,
I mean, very beautiful.
He draws everything out in pencil first and does like a really detailed pencil drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen actually like a photo of him. Like he had done like a cutout of a magazine of a girl. And then, I'm thinking it was him maybe. And then he kind of had it pinned somewhere. He
probably did.
Yeah, he was
like
just
he
reference.
Had all this stuff.
That's how I know.
Oops, I hit on myself. But one interesting thing that I did find was Lady Gaga's meat dress was inspired by him.
Oh yeah, that painting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a gorgeous. It's one of my favorites actually. It's in, like a white-haired girl. His style. The girls always look childlike, but they have like a grown woman's
like,
body.
Yeah, the big eyes.
Again,
a lot of these artists have these big eyes.
Yeah, they do.
It's huge thing in the pop surrealism. Which pop surrealism is lowbrow art. I think it's just a lot of the artists don't like the name lowbrow. Mm-hmm. They think it's derogatory. So
well, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is. It's like you're the fart jokes of the art world.
Yeah.
Look at that art.
But hey, there's all kinds of different types of art. If I did art like that, I would just accept it and be like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his stuff is
awesome.
Really.
There's always an audience for every kind of art.
Yes, there is.
I just find this art more appealing myself because I'm much more entertained by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has a sense of humor. That's important.
That, everything, there's a lot of symbolism in it. So, like, you have to like every time you look at it, you can find something else.
Like, yes.
You know, and I think that's one thing that he actually said in something that I read. Like, he's like, oh, well, you know, they always try to figure out what the symbol means. So, which is very interesting because it can mean anything to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like his Piano Man. And yeah. It's Jesus playing the piano with three girls on top of the piano.
Oh, God. Like,
oh, it's Jesus.
They mess around religious symbology a lot, which probably makes a lot of people angry. But, you know, good art does anger people. Good art
makes
you feel something.
Makes you feel something. It can be anything.
Even if it just makes people mad, you're still going to get recognition for it.
Exactly.
And be known for it.
Yes.
But I think the term pop surrealism, not only did it, you know, it just sounds nicer.
Yeah.
But it was a way to kind of legitimize the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's so broad. It started off with like tiki art and hot rod art and stuff like that. But now it's like Mark Ryden, people like him, people like Lori Earley who paint girls with these like crazy elongated necks and big eyes. And
yeah. I think that that now the lowbrow art, it like you said, it's so broad. There's so many different, categories that they can be in and mediums that they can use or whatever. But the reason it's like that, I think, is because most of it, they're making some kind of statement about society.
Yeah.
And so it's that, you know, in a way, they can do that in thousands of different ways. They don't have to be doing that just in one specific category. But I think that's a big thing about lowbrow art is that it makes some kind of, you know, statement about society.
Yeah. Yes. Well, most art, you know, most really good art, you know, that says a statement or whatever, has something on that. Social commentary.
Yes.
You know, just something that we're not speaking about, you know, kind of like, you know, the video, Childish
Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really say
that video of all.
It's so good.
And it's really good. Like, that's
a
little bit of a lowbrow art.
Yes. You know? Well, there's lowbrow music. I mean, that's the same form. It's just a different form of art.
Yeah, it's very shocking. And then, you know, as you go back, it's like if you go back to a painting, you're finding different symbols. You go back to that video.
You could probably watch it a thousand times.
Yeah, it's layered. Yes. It's so completely layered with so many little hidden things. You can watch
even
it over and over and find
too,
more.
Are majorly layered with
really awesome.
Music that has a sense of humor or is geared towards like campiness or like children's music, like Barry Lewis Pulsar, he did a lot of the music for Juno, and Kenny Dawson of the Moldy Beaches. They did a lot of the same music, and to me, it's all in the same vein. It's lowbrow art. It's kitschy. It's fun.
But you know, I've talked to different artists before, and sometimes I think that they.
Good going, Jess. I know. I'm so
fancy.
Today I have no clue what to do with my hands.
We're all
flustered. I don't know what to do with my hands.
My hands are in a bee.
Well, when I walked in today, they said I looked like a Unabomber. So there you go.
Wearing a Beavis and Butthead shirt.
It's awesome. And I still actually have sunglasses on, and I just realized it. That's bad, isn't it?
Well, they're prescription, aren't they?
Yeah, they're prescription.
So, like, it's like me. Like, sometimes I don't even remember when I had my glasses on.
Okay. Anyway, I don't even remember what I was saying. So, let's move on.
Okay. I wanted to point out a painting that Mark Ryden did. And he's, like, the most famous of all of them in this movement. He's done, like, the Jack Off Jewel album cover for Clear Hearts, Brave Flowers. But one of my favorites is one he did in, I think, 94. It's called Saint Barbie.
I've seen it.
It shows a little girl. This is a really realistic girl with an enlarged head, and she's praying. And then there's a naked Barbie doll just standing there.
Awesome.
Glowing like she's a messiah of some kind, which sounds sacrilegious.
And all this stuff is so dreamy.
It is.
Which I like, A lot of lowbrow art's not like that.
It sounds sacrilegious, but to me, it's just a huge social commentary of like our youth.
It is.
Well, I mean, look at these people that have turned themselves into Barbie dolls.
He's trying to say, you know, that she's sitting there praying for it to be like that. You know, just like, which is sad.
Yeah, there's actually
so sad.
A documentary right now on Netflix that's called Tiny Shoulders. It's about changing the Barbie doll figure. It looks very interesting.
Yeah, they've gone through this whole process of changing Barbies in general and making bodies that are more like real bodies.
Exactly.
So that it's not this exaggerated craziness.
Honestly, she looked like a skin box from like, it's not Austin Powers movie.
She did. Either people that are skinny like me do not look like that. I mean, that is not realistic at all.
I don't think anybody really looks like that unless you actually
unless you have plastic surgery
and you wear like those belts that make your
like the Kardashians.
Yeah, those tiny little tummy suckers.
There was actually a college student who did a project and she made a Barbie proportioned in real life, and it was terrifying.
Oh my god.
The body was terrifying. No one looks like that. It looked like, oh, so strange. That's something you should definitely look at. You can find easily.
That's really, really nice. Yeah.
So, tell us some artists you want to talk about.
Okay. The first one I want to talk about is Noel Fielding, which that name might not sound familiar to a lot of you. Unless you've seen
the
Mighty
Boosh.
Yeah,
I had to go back and kind of look and see who he
is. He started when he was really young doing the Mighty Boosh, which is, I mean, lowbrow already. And it's hilarious. It is so funny. If you've not seen the Mighty Boosh, go check out the Mighty Boosh. It's awesome. And he done everything on there. He wrote all the skits with his friends. I don't know his friends' name. But anyway, he does art now. Since Mighty Boosh is gone.
Yeah.
And he just had a big, like, huge gallery showing somewhere in, I believe, New York. I'm not sure where. But his art is really awesome. And one of my favorites of his, it's all color.
Yeah. A lot of his stuff is really out
it's
there.
It's very out there. But he has a sketch that he, like, used colored pencils and different stuff on. And it's of Elvis, and he's, like, singing, you know. And then he has this little thought bubble, and he's thinking about a chicken. It's just like people idolize Elvis so much, but I mean, just a human. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just a human, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
He's not really a king, so I mean, he's gonna have these crazy weird
actually,
thoughts.
What was really weird to me is like, some of his work really reminded me of children's illustrations.
It is.
Like, it's really primitive.
Very.
And it looks so beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful.
I love
it's
it.
It's really colorful, yeah. And it's not.
And he's a colorful person. He's just, like, out there, like,
so to me, if somebody seen one of his paintings in the gallery that was a child, and they're like, oh, I don't like that, you know, just because it's
but
not so realistic, you know what I mean?
Right. It's not realistic. It's low morale. Yeah. You know? But he's making a statement with what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, and he's. You know, people say, oh, I could do that, I could do that. Yeah, but he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I love his
self-portrait. That's true. And it's done in a simplistic way that the message gets across.
Exactly.
It doesn't get lost in the details of, oh, look how beautiful.
And he usually, what's neat is he usually, like, at all his gallery showings and all this, he usually paints his face all crazy. And he's like, he has a really big face, like, gigantic tall dude, you know.
Yeah,
like
his hair is awesome.
Guy. His hair is solid, soot black. I mean, it's just like
crazy. It reminds me of Gene Simmons.
Yes.
His hair does.
But again, if you've not watched The Mighty Boosh, check out The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah.
Because you'll fall in love with him.
Jason Statham's name is Greg. So when we first saw that
yes.
Sketch of old Greg,
yes, he
oh
did
my
old
God.
Greg, guys. That's
yes.
From The Mighty Boosh.
It was so funny because it looks just like my husband and his name is Greg.
He actually done a portrait of old Greg.
That's I'm not seeing
art
this.
Pieces.
Oh my God.
Like
awesome.
Me and Aaron, we get on to Greg all the time. Like,
where you at, old Greg?
I'm old Greg. I used to iron the crap
so
out of
funny.
He never knew what I was talking about.
No,
I never told
know.
Him. I never
he
told
still doesn't know.
My husband's a good old boy. And he's
oh
like,
my
what?
God, that's hilarious. Does he really not know what you're talking about?
No, well, I think he showed him a picture of it once and he was just like,
I don't think he
ever oh my God, that's so funny.
But he just didn't want to. He's probably just not interested at all.
He's just like,
he's
I'm
like,
over my wife's comedy.
Well, you know, like, I have a long-running joke right now with him forever for the last couple.
What one?
The Jared Leto thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's
he
so
can't
funny.
Handle it. He can't handle it. He thinks Jace is going to run away.
I don't know.
Oh,
for
God.
Some reason, he thinks, like, he didn't know who he was at first. Like,
yeah.
So, like, Bryce was obsessed with figuring out who he was when he played the Joker.
Right.
Because like, he was 8 at the time when Suicide Squad came out.
Yeah.
And He's like always on my phone looking up his name and looking at his videos.
Oh my god.
And so every time like Greg was on my phone for some reason.
He's like, who is this dude that you keep looking at?
My phone. My husband gets on my phone and he's like, who is this dude?
That's hilarious.
You know, then I added him, like I added Jared to everything, like Instagram.
On purpose.
Yeah. So like every time he gets up, like there for a while, every time he got on my phone, it was like up there.
That is so funny.
And he's like, oh, they're gonna be in Cincinnati. Can we go?
Oh my god.
Hell no. He said, I'll punch that dude in the face.
It's hilarious.
Oh, poor Greg. I was like, sorry, son. Nobody wants this, especially someone like that.
No. Another artist who is not as big as Noel Fielding is, I don't know her real name, but on Instagram, she's Anna Draws Things.
Yeah, and I tried to look her up and I could not find her.
Yeah, she's kind of, it's hard to find her. Yeah. But we'll post a link somewhere to that, to some of this stuff. But anyway, she has a lot, she uses the same colors. And she does a lot of stuff like of her own life, you know, her own self. Mm-hmm. She's talking, you know, commenting on her own life and how she does more realistic stuff. But it's comic booky. You know, in the way she does
it. Yeah, it looks like illustrations.
It does. But, I mean, in terms of what the subject matter in it, to me, is lowbrow.
Yeah.
Because she uses a lot of, you know, making her hair, her legs all hairy. There's one in particular that I like where she's, like, sitting on the couch, laid back, just like we would be if everybody's honest with herself.
Yeah.
She's on her phone and there's no lights. It's showing, like, a little thing, like, the Instagram thing, and there's no lights at the top of her phone, just like a dream coming out of the phone, and she's got just underwear and a t-shirt on, a pizza box laying on the side, she's got band-aids all over her legs, and just hairy legs, and she looks disgusting, you know?
I love that it's like lowbrow with like a really sharp feminist edge.
Yes, it is.
That's
it
like is. Every mom's dream.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, I love all of her stuff. She's very talented. So we'll post that somewhere. That way everybody can check her out. Because she is kind of hard to find on there. And then John Leary, which he is a guy that played in a lot of Jim Jarmusch movies. He played in Down by Law and all that. Sorry, that's calling me.
It's really loud.
He does music. He actually is the guy who's over the Lounge Lizards, which a lot of people have not heard of him, because he's kind of a recluse. But anyway, he does a lot of neat lowbrow art. He just had a gallery showing in New York, and there was all kinds of celebrities there and stuff. But he has a really cool painting that is just a horse face, and it's real crude. I mean, it's not like anything, again, like detailed or anything like that. It looks like something a kid might draw.
Yeah.
Or paint.
That's the one that Matt showed me recently.
Yes, and it just says, I'm a horse, and I'm gonna have sex with your wife, okay? That's it. But I mean, it's just funny. It. You know, it's funny. And it's just, he is saying something with it. You know, he's saying like, I can do this, and, you know, I can do the kind of art I want to do and be funny, and it can still be good. It can still be in a gallery.
Yeah.
Because he is huge. I mean, he does a lot in galleries, like in New York and stuff.
Well, some of his other stuff, I like, because it looks really out of focus.
It
like,
does.
You have to, like, squint to kind of see what it is. And, like, it just, some of his stuff remind me of things that you would find in, like, a caveman.
I was going to say in a cave.
Yeah. It's really primitive, like, caveman art.
But it's colorful. It's real colorful, which I love.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about. Who do you
want to talk about, Jess? The artist that I wanted to talk about was Alex Gross. I'm pretty sure. I think that's how you say his name anyway. But I really love this stuff. Like, I showed you guys the other day, like, the girl with the skeleton face holding out the phone. Like, a lot of his stuff is very social commentary. Like, always something like, or the girl in Times Square with all the sheep behind her and she's got her phone in her hand. It's so, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be the sheep, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
But everybody is.
Yeah. And it's very, very, it's like very he's so talented. Like, I wish I could paint like that.
Yeah. His stuff is more realistic. You know, and he has a lot more detail. So
yeah. He's one of the people that do that. Like he'll take in that, cut out a girl's picture from a magazine and put all these things together.
Yeah, usually like a reference picture.
Yeah, and like he will, like, detail is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That he can repaint. That's like really realistic.
I'm always impressed by that. Like Lori Earley said that, she'd been painting for a while and then Photoshop came and started getting like really, really popular. And she was mad about it because she was like, people are just going to think that I Photoshop all my stuff because it looks, hers is like, it looks airbrushed. But she uses a brush. And I don't know how
people do that.
Anytime I try to paint realistically, I just get mad.
I mean,
I can't do it.
Because it has to be in you to be able to do it. Like you see these people, like there's a guy that I followed on Instagram and he does super realistic. Like he can paint on the side of the wall.
Like it just looks like somebody took a picture
and just painted it on it.
It's I don't know how people do that. That has to take forever.
It's super impressive, but it's just not anything.
Like I believe that's an artist's surfeit. You know, like if you can take like and make it look like a photograph, it's ridiculously talented.
Yeah, I mean it is, but you know you get a lot of pretentious artists who are just like, oh, it doesn't, you know, it's not realism. It's not art. To me, the statement sometimes is more important.
It is
than the details. I mean, I'm a detail oriented person in general, and in my art too, but. I think there's space for all the other stuff. That's why I love Lowbrow so much. I absolutely adore it. And something I'm really, really happy to see happening lately is this Appalachian lowbrow art that is happening right now. It's like the coolest stuff.
Steph Ratliff is that her name? Yes. Art Rat on Instagram.
It's so good. She does, like, she takes a jigsaw and will cut out a shape in wood and paint like a mason jar for moonshine. Well,
she had one of the mason jar where she cut out like that, and she had Loretta Lynn in it.
Yes, and it was enormous.
What did she call it? I can't remember, but it was so neat and fun.
It was awesome. Good. Like her whole show, I went to her show with Magnus.
I was dying at it though, and I couldn't go.
Everything there was really, really good. And like she just, I think she freehands most of the jigsaw.
Yeah, she did some of the awards for the Americana.
Yes, she does, and they're always really, really cool.
And they're amazing. She also does a lot of Mothman stuff, which is awesome.
That is cool.
I love the campiness of it.
I have not seen any of her stuff, so I have to look.
Yeah, you need to look her up.
Sorry. I'll get louder. Somebody's telling me to speak up.
Our producer over here is like, talk louder.
I was too far away. I'm trying not to slip out of my seat, to tell you the truth, because I'm like sliding everywhere. But
I'm sweaty.
I know.
It's
the case of the swamps.
Oh.
Swamp onion. It's what happens when you got shorts on and you shave your legs and tried to be nice.
Yeah.
And they come to the art bar.
I put lotion on too, so that's probably an issue.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm going to slide underneath the table eventually.
One of our friends on Facebook put, it's officially your thighs stick to everything they touch season.
Yes. If you have
too real.
Or like when you sit down in like leather chairs, because my thing is that leather chairs like burn that up.
It does. Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, hot.
So let's get back on track, girls. Okay. we have so many talented lowbrow artists just here in our local region, like BJS and Brooke. We all are big fans of Dylan Baldwin.
Yes. So awesome.
I love Dylan. And, you know, like the last show that we were at, he didn't have anything in it, but I'm like, you have got to like make my tattoo. Like,
it would be an excellent tattoo for you.
Because like his stuff is ridiculous, and I just love the way that he does it. Like his blood moon. What is it?
It's called? A girl.
Yeah,
a girl.
But it's ridiculous what he does with the marker.
Yeah, the Copic marker.
It doesn't look like a master. It doesn't look like a marker.
No, it
looks like it's painted.
Yeah,
it's so vibrant.
Yeah. And then the last thing he did was the veteran's spaceman. It was, it was
three eyes.
It's hilarious. It's an old dude in a
loud astronaut. It's ridiculous. It's awesome, yeah. Everything he does has a comedy side to it, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, some of his stuff doesn't.
Yeah, but it still has that look.
It still has that look. That same look. Everything he does has that same spacey vibe. Yes.
Yeah.
Very spacey.
He had a solo a while back here at the Art Bar, and it was really impressive.
It was awesome.
It'd be like colorful and crazy, but there's still just a little bit of that humor.
Yes, and everything. Even the serious ones, they're just a little touch.
I think everyone's favorite was one called Copenhagen.
Oh, that was so awesome.
He does a gamertag on it where you tell you know, the person's gamertag, and it just whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
And I think Copenhagen may have been one of those. It was so good. It was like Reagan with the big Copenhagen can behind him.
That was awesome.
It was so good.
It's hilarious. He could get some really good words off of Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Messaging, because they've got some really funky names, you know.
Yes.
Everybody has funky names, like on Twitter and everything. But, like, could you imagine all the stuff that he could come up with?
It would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And he's good at it.
Oh my god, he's ridiculous.
And he's on Instagram. Anyone who wants to follow him, look up Tortoise of Blue.
Yes.
Excellent work.
Yeah.
So we did a show at the Mountain Arts Center. It falls right in with this stuff because it was called Radical Appalachia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was typical Appalachian topics, folk art topics, but done in contemporary styles. And we had artists like Heather Owens, who does almost exclusively chickens and, like, ridiculous chicken.
Yeah.
And they're awesome. Huge.
They're so awesome.
The chicken that she had up was humongous.
How did she get that out of there?
She had a freaking moving truck.
They were huge. Yeah.
I mean, it was that big.
Yeah.
The one that, I mean, gosh, that's so funny. It's this enormous painting of a possum being dramatic.
I know.
His hand on his chest, like, oh!
What's the rat's name from Charlotte's Web?
Oh my gosh.
Templeton.
Yeah. Yes!
Okay. Someone called me over there during the show and was like, is that Templeton up there? Because he's like, you know, he's just like, got his hand on his chest. Just like
a lot of people thought it was a man. Yeah. Like when I went to that Tim Hawkins show that was over there the other night.
Yeah.
Everybody is like, is that a rat?
It looks like Templeton.
It does. It looks like
because of his attitude too.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It's like, because I had to tell my kids, like, now it's possum. And then they read it and they're like, ooh, it's freaking.
I said, no, that's not Templeton, but that's just awesome.
She should do a series of Templeton babies now.
Charlotte's Web.
That'd be awesome. She could do a crazy pig Wilbur.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
A little spider.
Oh my god, it would be awesome.
Baby spiders.
I would love, like, an entire show and just that.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so good.
I love that.
But, yeah, she's talented.
We're throwing ideas out, people. Like John.
Don't steal our ideas.
So who else do we like at the Mac show?
Jen Noble was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. She's not lowbrow art.
No, but still.
I don't know. Some of it feels a little bit cringeworthy.
Her cupcakes, down to the girls' cupcakes. I mean,
God,
really.
She makes more
cupcakes. She's just talented. All the way around.
Yeah.
I think her work fits with the possibility because it's dreamy looking.
It's dreamy. I don't think it's really, she's not making a statement.
A statement
in terms of social.
But the garden one kind of falls into that.
The garden one does.
Yeah.
It
is really poppy.
The stack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I loved it.
Her stuff's really cool because it's mixed media, but she uses fabric and paint, and a lot of it's like 3D.
Oh my god, it's amazing. It just blew my mind when I saw it in person.
But I did find something out the other night when I was at this show. Like, they do not have anybody there telling people not to touch the artwork.
That's crazy.
And I kept seeing these kids go over and touching, like, the wooden sculptures that was there.
Oh, no.
Or they were even touching Jim's picture. And
that's not good. They need a big sign for that.
They really do. Like, they were just like, oh.
Because you could damage Jim's artwork.
Yeah, it's delicate.
Easy.
And a lot of Donald Lane's work is delicate.
Or that, like, the clover one.
Yes.
That's
not. Yeah, that's just the only thing that I've seen. And I know that you can't keep everybody away from doing it. But people, when you've got children, tell them not to touch. I mean,
just don't touch
it. It's very easy.
don't touch it. Even a sweaty finger can mess up some paint.
An old painting. If you put a sweaty finger
for real. It's true. The oils in your skin can destroy art. I think maybe we should do a post of art show etiquette.
Yes.
What to do and not to do.
Touch.
Never
touch it. But you know, like, I'm one of those people. It's like when I see a sign, I was like, don't touch me.
You want to so bad.
And it's like, oh, I got really close, but I didn't do it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. There's plenty of times when it's like, it looks like it just has the most awesome texture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can't. Don't do it.
Yeah, because like if something falls off, then you're like, slide to the side. I didn't do that.
I'm gonna just go to the bathroom right now.
Donna Williams, she is the founder of the Kentucky Art Shop, and she does a lot of just really experimental and cool stuff. And she did a piece one time that was actually just an eggshell, and it had the word feminism inside of it. And she was something like that. You can't touch that.
No, that's very fragile.
You destroy it in a second.
It's like we've had some people have artwork that has been. Had issues with that. That, you know, like it had gotten destroyed a little bit. And you were just like, oh my God, we're so sorry.
There's always collateral damage. You know, it's sometimes out of your hands.
Like, yeah. I think the best way to take care of your own stuff is to make sure you drop it off and you're the one that picks it up.
Yes. I've noticed even myself driving artwork to places, it'll break. Like my glass broke behind the old raw material frame. I'm like, God bless it. This glass is killing me. I've got myself on.
Oh, there have been plenty of times I've made a piece and sent it to a show and been like, you know what, I don't know if that's even going to hold together on the wall. It's probably going to fall apart.
I thought at my show everything was going to fall over.
It was like when Brooke had the kids show here, she knows I can't, like, I just threw like my kids stuff in old frames that I had in them.
Yeah.
I take the back.
Oh, with God.
So they didn't fall out.
We all do it.
But my solo that I have at the Mac, when we go to tear it down, if it hadn't been for the, my old teacher used to call it Sticky Jackie. I don't know what it's actually called. It's just like that.
I couldn't find it.
I don't even know what it actually is, but we would put
it. Like an old gun.
Yeah. We put it on the back of the frame so that they won't, like, wobble around.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that stuff, one of mine would just fell apart on the floor. That frame was in such bad shape.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Frames are expensive. They're outrageous. Lord. Like the last one, I mean, I made frames for $10 people.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, your shadow box stuff.
I just went to Lowe's and bought trim, and it looks just as pretty, and then I stained it.
You can use furring strips.
Yeah.
At Lowe's, they're like 49 cents or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta get crafty, get creative.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta
upcycle, do. Recycle, do it all.
Yeah. And it's just a good thing that my husband has wood laying around all the time.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Aaron.
Somebody's mind in the gutter.
Well, you
know. It happens. It happens.
So we've got something special coming up, and we really got a little. Sorry. We really want you guys to be involved. We have a poll on our Facebook page. We want to watch an old, campy, crazy cult classic movie, and we want you guys to choose it. What we have in the poll is Pink Flamingos
by John Waters
and Dead Alive
with Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. It's a crazy, crazy movie.
Yeah.
They're both crazy.
At the moment, Dead Alive is winning.
Yeah. Which that doesn't surprise me.
Pink Flamingo. Nobody wants to see. I want to see that scene so bad.
What?
Her eating the poop.
Oh, it happened.
Like, I haven't seen it. Like,
what happened?
It's just one of those things. It's like a train wreck. Like a train.
It's a train wreck of movies.
You can't look away.
You can't. It's like watching car crash. It's like, oh, I hope those people are okay, but I gotta watch.
I told you guys the other day that it's like one of those things you can watch it one time. And if you watch it again, you're probably like a weird person. Like a genuinely messed up person.
There is some things like that Aaron has told me, like, just don't watch this. And I'm just like, why do you say that?
Well, you have to watch it.
I've got to.
Just trying to spare you some grief, girl.
It doesn't matter.
Which I've not seen.
Because I mean, like, your mind starts moving, like, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to type it in.
I wonder if everybody does that.
And then it's just like, wow.
Did I watch that?
I've not seen Pink Flamingos. But if it gets voted, that means Brooke has to watch it, and then she's just a weirdo.
I am. Because at that point, I will have watched it twice. So
I've not watched it either.
Not by choice, guys, though. Not by choice.
It's not like she just said, God, I gotta see that again. Yes. So yeah, that's all we got to say about that. Be sure to go to our Facebook page, vote. Pick whichever weird crap you want us to watch and talk about in the next episode. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and write us on iTunes. Thank you so much. Stay weird.